Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Tonight, I got a great show planned. Mouse is going to be joining us here in a little bit. And we're going to be going over the comments in the comments section, whether people thought it was alien or comet in regards to 3i Atlas and new developments. There's a 12th anomaly of 3i Atlas. The orientation of the jets is giving away that it's not rotating, I guess. We're going to get into it. But basically, they were saying, you know, it was rotating at a very specific rate, and now it's apparently not or whatever. So, you know, more anomalies that suggest that it's alien. About 85% of the people on my X feed who took the poll, whether it's alien or comet, think that it's alien. 85%, I think, the last time I checked, which, you know, that's a high number. And I also posted a poll in some other groups, UFO groups and stuff like that. And it was about a 75%. So between 75 and 85% on the platform of X when I took the poll. Mouse will be joining us here in a bit, and we're going to go over these contest winners and cover all this. But I mean, it's fascinating what people are thinking, because I didn't really expect that. I thought more people would think that it was a comet, and we'll have to see what the YouTube comments said. But also NASA coming out supposedly, oh yeah, like we're gonna believe them, but they said they're going to share their best quality images of the Manhattan-sized interstellar object 3i Atlas and disclose its true nature. But do we have in NASA at all? But the New York Post is talking about it, and airport chaos is lingering. These UAP sightings are igniting worldwide theories. And basically, as soon as the ink on the government funding bill was dry, these airports started, you know, shutting down and having problems again, and the FAA, you know, not really coming out and giving us the whole story here. But these air traffic controllers who had been forced to work without pay are burnt out, and they're promised 70% of their back pay within 48 hours, but, you know, we'll see how all of that goes. And there's still chaos going on, flights grounded, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, this whole shutdown started this FAA collapse, basically, because you know, it triggered all of this. Obviously, if you don't have air traffic controllers getting paid, they're not going to show up to work to, you know, do their job properly. And this is a safety, life safety issue, obviously, on that job, you know, one of the highest jobs you have to be qualified for and whatnot, because, you know, that you're putting people's lives in jeopardy, basically. So they're already like nearly 4,000 air traffic controllers short of the 14,933 that are needed. So there's a lot going on that. But going back to mid-November, and these drones in New Jersey were causing problems, and it was causing this drone panic, and it was grounding flights as well. So there was, you know, several military bases that actually grounded flights because of it, and scrambled jets up and whatnot. But, you know, the government basically just kept using the word drone, right? They wouldn't say whether they're, you know, orbs or anything like that, which they were. They basically are just trying to spin it as if they are drones, because that's the only terminology that kept coming up. And there was law enforcement units that had FLIR cameras mounted to drones that were chasing these objects and could not get any heat signature or reading on it, you know. So a lot going on. And then you know, on 3i Atlas, Avi Loeb published a new report on Medium, and it says back in July and August of 2025, the interstellar object 3i Atlas was inferred to rotate with a period of 16.16 plus or minus 0.01 hours. Last week, preliminary images revealed a network of jets around 3i Atlas. These observed jets, 3i Atlas, should have been smeared by rotation. So these jets jettisoned out, and is what they're seeing is as this thing's moving, and over time there's no rotational smear and dusting. It's just jettisoning perfect, which likely signifies that this thing is in perfect control. It's not rotating anymore. You know, was it rotating? They said it was, you know, supposedly that was all figured out, but it looks like it's potentially not rotating, stabilized itself, and it's using jets to rotate, or it's ejecting craft, launching craft. Like, this is a large drop ship and it's launching, you know, scout craft or something like that. So now they're saying, instead of the image taken by Niebling and Breckner on November 9th of 2025, it shows tightly culminated jets extending distances longer than 1 million kilometers. At the expected thermal speed velocities from this natural comet, 400 meters per second, it takes about a month for the material to traverse. So how can these jets maintain their orientation if 3i Atlas is rotating every 16.16 hours? The possibility that outflows slowed down the rotation since July is unlikely. And asymmetries in outgassing typically enhance rotation. There is no recent measurement of rotation period of 3i Atlas, but We expect related data in the coming weeks. So, you know, they'll obviously know more in the coming weeks. And they're saying that, you know, he's saying that basically it's looking really strange once again. So, a more speculative possibility is that the jets maintain their directionality because they are produced by technological thrusters, which preserve global orientation for navigation purposes, like it's orienting itself. And, you know, there's all of these other anomalies, 12 different anomalies. I mean, it's in a retrograde trajectory that's aligned within 5 degrees of our solar system's ecliptic plane. And the chances of that are slim to none in layman's terms. And during July and August, as well as in early November, this object displayed a sunward jet, or what's known as an anti-tail, right? Again, maybe slowing itself down or maneuvering. The solar wind should be pushing that tail away from 3I Atlas. So, you know. And, you know, the fact that these jets have maintained proportions and everything, and, you know, just are shooting straight out, and they're not, I guess you would see like a twisting, spiraling pattern if the object was rotating, right? So it's really looking like this thing is under intelligent control. I'm trying to pull up this other video here for here in a little bit, but I mean, adding to all these anomalies, and obviously 3I Atlas, the arrival time of it was fine-tuned and bringing it within 10 million kilometers of Mars, Venus, Jupiter, and observable from Earth at perihelion. I mean, that's highly unlikely, right? So all of this stuff, highly unlikely. And he just goes down and lists all these different items again in his article to reiterate this to the mainstream media and these naysayers. You know, like they talked about this on Sam Tripoli's show, Tinfoil Hat. But the topic of 3I Atlas is actually 4 tinfoil hat. Imagine that. So they're not really talking about it. And, you know, Avi had a body language analysis done on him. And virtually, you know, he passed it with flying colors. It looks like he's genuinely expresses concern and fear and worry over this object that apparently he knows is technologically based, because there's, you know, he was already tracking this early on and saw so many different anomalies that you just don't see, because these astronomers and scientists, they look at this data all the time. They see these papers, they see what objects are coming in, and he's part of this Galileo program, and you know, he's invented the Loeb scale, which is where, you know, you rate an object as it's coming through the solar system. Is it technologically advanced, or is it just a comet or a rock, really low tech, not alien? What's the probabilities? That's the Loeb scale, named after him. So, you know, just they got all that stuff going on. Guys, hold on, I'm gonna grab a drink real quick. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I needed to get a drink. I couldn't talk that good. My throat was getting dry again. Crazy. All right, so we talked about the jets, and you know, if you can envision that, I mean, if you've got an object hurling through space, twisting, and it was spraying out water from seven different angles or 11 different angles, you know, all that water would be spraying everywhere, basically, and in all different directions. So they're saying, you know, he's saying it's not doing that. Other people have, you know, talked about this as well, but let's see. So far, he's not updated his rank on the 3I Atlas for the Loeb scale. You know, I think he might be trying not to scare the general public over this or something. But NASA's now coming out. I mean, this is how it is in the New York Post. They're posting that, oh yeah, NASA's going to come out with the best quality images of 3I Atlas. I mean, as if we can even trust NASA, right? I mean, can we trust NASA at all? I don't think so. So they're saying that these images were taken by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's high-rise camera, and everyone knew this, but the government went into shutdown over this. And you know, right before all this was going on, and then they used the shutdown as an excuse. And look, they still haven't released these images, and people are wondering where they are. But they're trying to appease people. They're claiming they're going to release images, but we're going to have to see what they actually release and how it looks, because last time it looked like they photoshopped literally a tail on 3I Atlas. And it you know, I mean, if they're going to alter these images, obviously we're, you know, I mean, no one's really going to trust NASA images anyway, but we'll see what they say. I mean, what if they come out and say this thing looks technological, like Avi Loeb is saying? Because in this headline, coincidentally, it says, you know, they plan to disclose its true nature. Of course, you know, they could just tell us it's a comet and that's its true nature. But, you know, just take, you know, polling and checking all these numbers, it looks like 75 to 85% believe this object is alien. So there you go. I mean, if that's any indication of what the whole general populace thinks about 3i Atlas, then, you know, either the government's already done a good job prepping people through news reports and stuff, or just the word is getting out and people are more aware than, you know, we might assume, I guess. But they're supposed to be the clearest images, these high rise. Everyone knows that they're going to be ultra clear, but will they just send us a blurry blob? Because they've used this tactic before at NASA, and they could likely just use it again, you know? So, I don't know what to do with the air travel and whatnot. But I mean, someone needs to fix it, because it's actually affecting the world economy. But they know that, and it's part of the plan. And they're probably only going to keep essential flights going, ultimately, over a long period of time. But I don't know. We'll have to see. These cancellations are going into the weekend. They're likely going to get into, you know, through this week, maybe the next week or two, you know. Let's see. Asteroid for the wind is one of the comments. I'm seeing very little uptick in drones, someone said, in the neighborhood skies. Oh, very big, not very little. Okay. I don't know how I got that out of that. So, okay, very big uptick of drones in New Jersey in their neighborhood. Wow. Huh. Atlas took the scenic route, Joel says. Avi Loeb needs to medicate and connect these beings and feel no fear. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these extraterrestrials rumored to read people's minds, interface with them. A lot of people think they're demons, stuff like that. And then there's also a good chance this thing could, if it's technological, could be the Camp of the Saints or New Jerusalem arriving. And who knows what the governments are going to tell people then. They likely can't tell them that, because that's one of their biggest deceptions that they've been hiding for years, hundreds of years. Someone said they're probably messing with my electronics because the show was jittery yesterday. Let's see what else here. I'm trying to scroll up on this. Comet or remnants of the USS Nostromo or whatever. I think that's the ship on Aliens with the xenomorph and Ripley. I think Atlas is a plasma beam, so that would be alien. Wow. So a lot of people, you know, thinking this thing is alien. They said, look up Wernher von Braun. 3i Atlas is alien technology, another commenter said. guys, hit the like button, comment in the comment section, get the algorithm going, and you know, we'll have to see how this is going. Hold on one sec. Let me pull this other I somehow scrolled past, or I clicked out of the video. Sorry. I'm trying to, I want to read some of these comments just to see, because I wonder why it's doing that to me. Okay, here we go. All right, sorry guys. I had to re-listen. I hurt my knee yesterday. It popped out. Great show. That's what they're saying. Great show. Something about the camera speed. Avi Loeb seems very sincere to me, but I think he's a bit misunderstood. That could be true, right? Thank you, one commenter says. One says it's a comet. Yeah, Lars says it's a comet. People like the music that was playing yesterday, the AI. Let's see. This person thinks it's alien. More on the alien side. Another one, alien fish, says alien. Someone says release the pictures, NASA. Crazy, huh? Someone right here saying the beings know who we are, and the powers that don't want to enlighten humanity. Let's see. Please talk more about AI. Tell more about AI. That's another comment on here. You know, and alien, another alien comment. So a lot of people really thinking this thing's alien. I'm surprised by that. I thought a lot of people would think it is a comet. And one person, Bonnie, says comet. Hannah says alien. Another person says alien. Lots of aliens. Another person says alien. JP Powell says his song is better. He's making a joke emoji. Alien, they're saying. Alien ET phone home. Wow. Alien, comet. Okay. So lots of aliens. So I don't know. Were you guys surprised by that? You know, let me know in the comment section if you were surprised by how many people thought it was alien. Did you expect that? You know, even if you thought it was alien, were you thinking no one else would think it's alien type thing? That's pretty much what I thought. So we'll get some commenters on that. I don't know if you guys are traveling here coming up. It could get crazy for the holidays, right? You know, so we'll have to see where that all goes. See if we can get Mouse on. I think he might be having a issue or something, or like a connection problem. Let me see. I don't see him. You know, if we can't get him on today, we'll obviously bring him on tomorrow. So, but what's up to everyone in chat? Kevin, Dave, Nim, y'all, Ann, Julie. Good to see you guys. Take America Back from Israel is in chat. Ashley, Ben. All right, well, I don't know if I can't get any response from Mouse. Maybe he had a connection problem, solar flare, something like that. I don't know. We'll see. Anyone want to put in chat if you want me to talk about anything specific, anything on your mind or special? I can look at the comments. What's up, everyone? All right, let me see if I can pull this AI song up just so we can listen to this. A lot of people requesting it. AI made this, guys. I don't know what that noise is, though. Like, why is it doing that? Kind of has like a clicking on it. That's weird.
The president, they won't be hesitant to reinvent the system. Flip the script, make us irrelevant, no resistance. Puppets in the palace, strings pull from the shadows. Genocidal maniacs inside the ring, it's whack, yo. Nuclear weapons illegally, they keep them packed. Bunkers underground while the surface gets cracked. They smile on the screen, but the plan's in motion. Divide and conquer, drown us in the ocean. The switch off the system keeps you in position. Locked in place, no room for ambition. Sooner or later, you'll be out of commission. A ghost in a machine, lost on a smash card. World order, takeover's upon us. Digital chains, they've already won us. One eye watching, one head crushing. The beast is rising, no discussing. New renditions, systematical failure. Normal competition, no one can bail ya. No one can bail ya. Your lunacy collapse, they print it out of thin air while you scrape for scraps. They don't even care, surveillance state. Every click gets tracked, your thoughts ain't safe. Your freedom's hacked, vaccines, mandates. Chips in the skin, the mark of the beast. Let the end begin, false flags waving. Crisis on repeat, manufactured fear keeps you off the street. The structure of the system keeps you in position. Kneel to the crown, no contrition. Sooner or later you'll be out of commission. Erased from the list, no permission. The wrong order, take over the Jump out!
That's crazy, AI.
They rewrite the laws in the dead of night. Turn running to right, turn dark into light. Population control, agenda and code. Depopulation goals on a one-world road. You vote for the mask, but the face stays hidden. The script was written long before you were kidding. Wake up, sheep, all the wolves at the door. But the shepherd sold you to the abattoir.
That's crazy.
No one can fail ya. President laughs as the curtain falls. The system resets and silence calls. Out of commission. Forever it stops.
So AI now, you know, virtually human-like, creating all the songs, playing all the instruments, doing the, you know, half the lyrics. Pretty crazy, you know, if you think about it. That, but it's scary. And if you're a musician or an artist like me, it's almost annoying, because you know, you feel like robots are just gonna take over the music or whatever. So, you know, who knows how everything will pan out. I can't get a hold of Mouse. I think he's having issues. It's Saturday. We might have to do, you know, get him back on tomorrow on Sunday, normal day. So I don't know what it says. Silenced on his messages, so I don't think he can hear my message right now. Maybe something happened, he's in a meeting or something. So I guess we'll get Mouse back on Sunday. We'll do this tomorrow, the giveaway and whatnot, because he's gonna do that and everything. But guys, it looks like so far what you know, in terms of people taking the poll, I can't believe it. It's a heavy probability that it's alien, and that's what I guess our listeners are thinking and some of the population. So very fascinating. All right, I'm gonna get out of here. My voice is shot today for some reason. My throat feels kind of scratchy or something. So hopefully I don't have Ebola. All right, well, we'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm sure Mouse will be back on, and we'll have everything figured out tomorrow, Sunday. All right. See you guys later. I'm out. Have a good night. We'll do it tomorrow.